The Finfrocks farm about 8,000 acres of corn and soybeans in central Illinois. It's a family operation. The couple runs it with just their son and one employee. To farm all that land with just four people, the Finfrocks use some pretty high-tech equipment. That tractor is attached to a planter that can seed 48 rows at a time. That's an 80-foot swath on one pass through the field. And on the straightaways, the tractor can steer itself. But Shelley Finfrock says there's one thing no amount of technology can control.
Weather's probably the most important thing and the most uncontrollable thing.
Finfrock says weather affects every aspect of a farmer's operation, from soil fertility to pests and weeds to yields and profits. The problem is rainfall varies a lot, even from field to field. And since the Finfrock's farms are spread out across five counties, they can waste a lot of time driving out to a field only to find out when they get there it's not fit to plant. So for the past year, Finfrock has been beta testing an online service called Climate Basic. It tells her how much rain has fallen on each of her family's fields and gives her hourly predictions about their workability. Finfrock says the rain estimates have been pretty accurate.
We have a farm from where we're sitting right now, just a mile south, and it'll say it was dry, and you got a good half-inch rain, and you go down there, and it's dry. So it was a pretty good tool to use.
Giving farmers that kind of precise weather information takes lots of data. Tristan Dolgeval is the director of product management at Climate Corporation, the San Francisco-based company that developed Climate Basic. He says making accurate weather predictions takes data from all different sources,
including radar, rain gauges, and satellite, to have the best picture of the rainfall on a field-per-field basis.
Last year, Climate Corporation released Climate Basic as a free online service. Its paid pro version launched this year. Right now, it's only available to corn farmers. For $15 an acre, they can get advice about all aspects of their operations, even how much money they can expect to make off their crop. Agricultural advising isn't new. Retailers like Eric Gordon have been doing it for a long time.
I'm on the phone with several of my farmers two and three times a day during planting season. It's a people business.
Gordon says some of his older colleagues worry technology may make human crop advisors obsolete. But Gordon doesn't think so.
I don't see it as a replacement. I see it as a tool to make us better, more efficient.
Climate Corporation's Tristan Dolgeval agrees. He says to work well, the computer models need detailed information about each farm, things only a farmer would know.
That's why I think it's very important for us to have very clear guidelines and principles with what we do with the farmers' data.
Dolgeval says Climate Corporation keeps those data confidential. But Shelley Finfrock is still wary of how much data she should really share.
Because of competition and because of having Big Brother watching, I don't know how else to put it.
In this case, Big Brother is Monsanto. The agricultural biotech seed giant acquired Climate Corporation last fall for close to $1 billion. As apprehensive as farmers may be about their data being misused, an increasing number seem willing to take the risk. According to Monsanto, they're already using Climate Pro on more than 1 million acres. I'm Veronique LaCapra, St. Louis Public Radio.